If parenthood came with a GPS, it would most likely just say recalculating. Join Yolandi Becker and her guest experts Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Bump and Beyond, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And of course, Happy New Year. It's always, I feel this time of the year, I mean, we're still in the same zone. I can still say Happy New Year because it's my first show for 2025. And it is still safe, but I'm always unsure of when you can, when you're supposed to stop saying Happy New Year. I generally do it up until the end of January. Especially like if I haven't seen people and I've only seen them for the first time somewhere in January, but I generally stop doing it in after January. Then I feel like it's lapsed. But now this year, I've also had like a little bit of confusion of for how long you can say Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. How long do you say that? I feel that the time on that has already expired. But anyway, Happy New Year. I'm very sure I'm still in the safe zone with this. And I hope you've enjoyed it, whether you are celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, even if you're celebrating nothing. I do feel that December is a bit of a time for celebration. It's also a bit of time for like winding down a little bit, maybe, maybe not. I don't know if everyone's like me, obviously not. But I do think it is a time for friends and family and getting together as well. So I definitely think that is whether or not what, like I said, whether what you are celebrating, it doesn't matter. It is often a time for friends and family. And I hope you've enjoyed this festive time with friends and family. But a thing that I also find important, and this is not just this time of the year. I know New Year's resolutions and la, 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 but I'll get to that just now. But I find it is important throughout the year to take time to kind of reflect a little bit, either on your decisions or what's happening in your life. And just, and I mean, reflection is also, I also didn't always like it because I also don't like living in the past, to be honest. But it's more about, I feel reflection, when I say reflection, it's more about gratitude. And someone actually told me very recently that, you know, like happiness often only comes in retrospect, meaning that while you're doing something, you very seldom actually feel happy or, I mean, obviously there's emotions coming and you feel sad or whatever, but it's only often in like afterwards where you can say, wow, that was nice. That was a special time. And that's why you should take the moments of living in the moment and taking those times to actually think about those things and live in the moment so that in retrospect, you can say, wow, that was. And I really do hope that all of you had the opportunity, especially during that weird time between Christmas and New Year's, to actually, you know, I call that like where there's space and time does not exist in that time. And that for me is often a very lack of time to kind of reflect. Okay. And I've asked a couple of my guests from 2024 to have sent me some audio clips and like reflecting on their 2024. And then also what today's show is about is also thinking a little bit about what we want out of 2025 for our families. So look forward to today's show.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Hi, hi FM listeners. Yanina from Goodnight. As 2024 has drawn to a close, I've really been thinking about how much my kids and I have changed this year. It's amazing how fast time flies. I've personally benefited from parenting workshops and shows like Bump and Beyond, and they've really helped me navigate the ups and downs of parenting. I believe we all need to keep learning and growing as parents, just like we do in our careers. So in 2025, let's commit to seeking out reliable information and support to guide us on this incredible journey.
Hi everybody, this is Fiona Olifir from The Parenting Partner, and just reflecting on 2024 and thinking about 2025 and parenting, I really, in the past year, observed my girls and how they play and how one idea can just flow into another idea. And then, of course, also how they can convince each other of those ideas, those new ideas. So that really taught me to really sometimes just let things happen naturally or not just get stuck on one idea. Sometimes I think we even get stuck on the idea that learning must occur in one go or something must happen in one go, where usually things happen like by means of a process or in bits and pieces. And even our own learning happens like that. I think we tend to forget that as parents, that sometimes you also need some time to adjust and learn as you go along. And then, of course, going into 2025, of course, goals very important. And for each of my goals, we will sit down and have a little bit of a discussion to see what their hopes and dreams and goals are for the coming year. But I think also as important is also just to be able to adjust to circumstances. And if there's something that happens that takes you a little bit off the track that you planned for, to still have the skill to adjust to that and still go with the flow and enjoy the ride. So yeah, good luck for 2025. I hope you are enjoying your year so far and that you will be enjoying parenting also in 2025.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Yes, if you've only just joined me, you are on 101.9 Chai FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And today we are taking a moment to reflect a little bit on 2024 and what we've learned from it. And again, for me, it's identifying those, you know, those blessings and realizing, because in the hustle and bustle of what life is, and before this year again starts running away from us, like my one guest from last year, Janine, was mentioning, you know, it's just like that, the year goes past. Take those moments. And also maybe that could also be, I think I'm adding that onto my goals for 2025, to actually just take more moments of reflecting. Even if it's just each day, at the end of the day, sitting for 1 minute or 2 minutes or whatever, and thinking a little bit about what the day is. Again, I think often when you get stuck in life, you miss those opportunities, because while you're having it, it's very unlikely that you're going to appreciate the moment and everything. But as always, I do want you to be part of this conversation. Have you taken some time to reflect? Maybe you can take now today or this show to think a little bit about it. Even while you're listening, think a little bit about what happened in 2024 and what your wishes for your family for 2025. You can WhatsApp me some of your thoughts. You can even send a voice note if you want to on 061-895-1019. I want to hear, what is your, you know, what have you learned from 2024? And again, what is your wish for your family for 2025? Again, like I said, I do love taking time to reflect, but I don't always take the opportunity to do so. And I've actually now, this morning, I went for a hike with my husband and I was talking to him about the show as well. And I said to him, because I mean, he, like, for me, I asked him, what is your goal for 2025? And he very quickly said, happiness. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, that's for me like a very easy kind of thing to do. But before I get to that of 2025, I first wanted to think a little bit about, you know, 2024. And I especially noticed during this holiday time, the school holiday time now, even while being away and being out of the normal routine, that for me, I actually miss some of those like mundane things. And I mean, I say mundane with like air quotes a little bit here, or seemingly my mundane moments. I actually, in our normal routine, I miss. Things like, you know, I wake my kids up every morning when it's school time. And it seems so silly, but I actually sing to them, "A Morning Is Broken." I don't have a great singing voice. I think they're the only two people who actually I don't even know if they think I sing well, but they do enjoy it. If I don't do it, I hear about it. So I do sing to them. I sing them awake in the morning like a Disney princess. And those moments when an hour for 5 weeks hasn't happened because my kids wake up when they want to, which is also great. I also love holiday, being out of routine, being a little bit more spontaneous and things like that. So that's part of holiday stuff. But it's those things. I miss having breakfast with them every morning. I mean, still, we do have these moments on a lot more moments of being together, but those mundane kind of routine things we don't have together. I miss picking them up from school, hearing about their day, what had happened, what I missed out on, what they're thinking about. I really, really miss taking Emmy to ballet. It's very easy at the end of the year to complain about these nonsense things that we have to, you know, take our kids to those. But it's one of my favorite things is that, and often we don't even talk, to be honest. We literally sit in the car and we listen to music. But just, you know, and it's a lot of Taylor Swift, but it's those moments where we're just being together and enjoying something together that is actually quite, you know, in some ways, like I said, seemingly mundane, but that's some of the things that I now retrospectively can reflect on that I actually miss a little bit.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Hi, I'm Natasha and a mom to two beautiful girls aged 7 and 9 years. I love being a mom and I love watching my girls grow up. I love seeing them develop their own little personalities, their strengths. Sometimes, yes, seeing them have their own challenges. I love growing and learning with them and watching how they develop. And in between the beautiful chaos of balancing being a wife, a mom, a dietitian, and a PhD student, I want to focus on being present during the times that I do have together with my family, be it having dinner as a family, which we try to do together every evening, baking cookies with my girls, playing board games at home, which is our new love, or going on family holidays. I really want to focus on being present and making memories with my girls and with my family. Wishing you all of the best for your 2025. I'm excited for what's to come.
What I love about being a mom is how deeply you love your children and how complex that love can be and how you can see the world through their eyes. Cliche, but true. In terms of this year, what I've really learned is that as children grow, they become their own persons and we can't control who they are or who they become. We can help guide them, but they are their own unique beings and we can try and guide them, but we can't make them who they are. And then I hope in terms of the future that we can build strong relationships that will help us weather the hard times in life and that we will always have open and honest and pure love for one another.
My name is Corinne Kruger and I'm the owner and founder of the Mamma Mia Baby and Toddler Development App. What I cherish most about motherhood are the deeply meaningful moments of connection with my children. This year has highlighted more than ever the importance of those connections. When my children feel safe and seen, heard, and truly valued. I've made a promise to my family that 2025 will be a year of presence. By embracing the slowness of the present, we can discover the profound and meaningful connections that truly matter.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
If you've just joined me or on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker, and we're taking a moment today to think about what we've learned as parents in 2024, and then also now taking the time to also think a little bit about what we want out of 2025. Again, I love taking opportunities and finding opportunities, maybe more. I think as a mom in the hustle and bustle, to actually find the time to reflect is also not always easy, but it's necessary, because you can't be grateful and can't be happy if you don't realize what's going on around you. And sometimes in the hustle and bustle, we forget. So take the time to reflect. And it's not about being all I'm living in the past. It's all about actually just appreciating what has happened, so that you can be happy about it, because happiness happens only afterwards. Thank you so much for all my guests from 22, not all. I think I would need more than one show if I asked everyone to send a voice note. But thank you so much for some of the guests from last year. My expert guests, these are also not just, I mean, we're all, I think, experts when it comes to parenting. But thank you so much for those of you who took the time to send me some voice notes to actually share just that, your reflection of 2024 and your wishes for your family for 2025. I think it's been so beautiful. Some of the things that they've all already said, I think I've also, it's kind of reiterating what I've said, like reflecting, thinking a little bit about and being present. I think that was a kind of big feature that has been coming out, is that being present. And also, like Yakumin was saying as well, I mean, we definitely love being moms. Come on. That we do love. We can complain about it, but I always say, and I don't think that is going to change in 2025 on my show, it is very normal to feel happy, angry, and sad, and overwhelmed at the exact same time. I think that is what being a mom is just leaning into that, so that we know it is possible, but we also really do love it. But again, taking the time to see that. And I loved what Yakumin said. It's also like, I mean, and that's lots of times. I mean, my kids can make me laugh so much. they're so funny. Just like me, I'm also funny. I'm apparently only the fourth funniest in my family, though. But that, like, seeing the world through their eyes and how they experience exactly the same moments. I mean, we go now with friends and family. We sometimes now have gone out for lunch with a whole bunch of people. And then we're all there together. And then afterwards, then we're always talking about how it was and how the food was, how the people were. And it's so interesting sometimes to see how they see people, how they experienced a situation that was exactly the same thing that you've been doing. But it's just so interesting to see how they said. I mean, Yakumin also, it was not Yakumin. I think it was Fiona, maybe you said it, or Corinne. Now I see all these things are blurring into each other. Also creating an environment that is safe for our children, where they feel safe and seen. Oh, that for me was very profound. I love, love, love that. If you want to add, obviously, to our show, you are more than welcome to do that. If you want to send us a voice note or just a message to say some of the learnings, or to what are some of the goals you have for 2025, your family wish for 2025, please do send it to me on 061-895-1019. I would love to hear. And also, afterwards, remember, this is also available as a podcast. So if you've missed some of the wishes or some of the reflection, please, you are able to go listen to it on highfm.com and go have a listen to it. But after, obviously, reflection, I do feel as well, then it's also sometimes once you've reflected and reveled and you feel blessed about it, it's always nice also to think a little bit about looking forward. And it's funny, because I'm really not, I do have goals, and sometimes a little bit extreme goals, as you might know from my running. But I'm not actually a very big fan of New Year's resolutions. I don't know if it's about the timing of it or the pressure of it. But in the same breath, I am a fan of goals and having a bit of a vision, not a very long-term vision. In some ways, there is certain things that I do have a little bit more long-term vision on, but I do like having a little bit of goals. So maybe I'm contradicting myself a little bit here, but I do often think that we have a tendency also to make like goals and things more for work or health or exercise or money. When we think of like New Year's resolutions and stuff, often it reflects around those things. But today's show is really about actually thinking a little bit about the goals of your family. What do you want for your family in 2025? And thinking a little bit about that. And I think it's also different when your children are a little bit smaller, a little bit older. One of the guests that also mentioned there, I think it was Fiona, was saying that she also sits down with her kids. I mean, obviously you can't do that with a two-year-old, and hey, what's your New Year's resolution? But I actually have taken some time with my children also to ask them, just because it's also an interesting conversation to kind of see if they actually think about these things. But that's actually one of my goals. Again, my husband, when I asked him earlier, it's like, what do you think is the goal for our family? And he said happiness. And I mean, I obviously, we all want happiness for our children and for our family. So that's a given. I think that's everyone's kind of goal. But just like when you say you want to be healthier or you want to do certain things, what does that entail? What is the practical things? So think a little bit about it in a more practical way. What is this? What are you, like, if you say, now I want to lose weight, how are you going to do it? You're going to exercise more, eat better. But when it comes to, I want to create happiness for my family, what does that practically mean? And it doesn't have to be anything big. Like, for instance, for me, I am too much on my phone, and I work related, I need to be on my phone. But there's always that fine line of, because sometimes it's like with all things, we justify it for ourselves. And I've done the exact same thing where I'm like, you know what? I'm on my phone because of work. But I want to consciously have screen-free time at a certain time in the afternoon to focus on and being present. Just like lots of my guests have mentioned, being present with my family is one of my practical goals that I want to do. Like, I'm thinking there, I would say between 5 o'clock or maybe even 4:30 until 6:30, or maybe between 5 and 7, to just have like completely screen-free time. And I think it's practically from a work perspective, that's a good time. And then I can really focus on just being there. And even if it's not worth necessarily always with my family, sometimes they're also busy with their own stuff, which is fair enough. But also then being just screen free for my own health benefits, I think it's going to have a very good thing. And then now, after listening to Fiona, one of my goals is definitely also to actually take the time to listen a little bit. I know my husband has some goals for the year and some big plans that he's working on. So I definitely want to help him with achieving his goals for the year. But I also want to actually take the time to sit with my own children and listen a little bit about what they want out of the year, and then help them to achieve. I love helping people, hence why the show is here. So maybe I'll do that as well. I feel like that's just like my kind of. So please, if you want to, I would love to hear what some of your goals are. Maybe this has made you start thinking a little bit about stuff. Please share them with me by sending a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019. But on that note, let's listen to some of more of the voice notes from my expert guest from last year.
Hi, Yolandi. I'm so sorry I'm listening this now. Thank you for the reminder. I am sending this voice note from Bing Tung's cave here in Hermanus. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but I'm standing on beautiful rocks looking out at the ocean with a glass of white wine in my hand. Yolandi, if I look back at 2024, I think one of the biggest lessons for me, specifically as a mom, and specifically in my training, is that done is better than perfect. Just show up and get it done. And sometimes you're gonna knock it out the park, and other times you're hardly going to make it through, but just keep showing up. And the times that you really don't feel like showing up, and the times that it's really tough and you just, you know, put your head down and knuckle through, those times really, really count. For the year ahead, for myself and my family, I'm looking forward to a year of fueling ourselves better, being more aware of, you know, what we put into our bodies. Just a year of health and moving. I did a wonderful 4-kilometer hike this morning with the boys, and my boys are just turned 6 on the 29th of December, and turning 5 on the 19th of Feb, and turned 2 in August. So they're all still quite little, and I mean, we smashed a 4-kilometer hike, and it was just so wonderful. I just felt so incredibly blessed to be healthy enough and fit enough and strong enough to be able to do that with the boys, and for them to be able to do it as well and enjoy it. So I hope this is what you're looking for. I hope it helps. I hope it's a very blessed year for you and your family. I hope that you go from strength to strength in your running. And I think it's incredible what you do with your show. And I think you change a lot of women's lives through the messages that you send. So keep doing what you're doing and have a very, very blessed year.
Hiya, Landy. I cannot believe the way 2024 flew right through the window and that we're already in 2025. And even though in 2025, we're already a week deep. That's crazy. Time has really moved. But, you know, I've been thinking about my 2024 and just reflecting on all the things that I'm so grateful for. You know, first and foremost, my prayers around my children, the Lord answered them. And I saw my eldest mature from just this little child who just needed so much support to being this little young lady. She's 12, you know, turning 13 this year, but being this young lady who speaks well, who thinks so bright, just a person who's come into her own, so compassionate, considerate, seeing her strengths coming through, you know, grateful that we were able to give her a chance to show her strength. I mean, she's got superpower of being organized. And, you know, my talk with you was around scheduling and being organized. And I've seen that rubbing off my daughter. She is more scheduled and more organized than adults that I know, including myself. You know, I tell her continuously that her superpower is being organized. But also grateful that I survived the mom, the year as a mom of three. You know, this is my first full year of having the three of them. But just looking back at my little family and looking at them every day now, I couldn't wish to have less. You know, I'm so full. My heart is so full. My schedule is really full, but my heart is so full. My little boy is always like a part of our life. It's like he's always been there. He fits so beautifully, so seamlessly. He is just such a joy, and he's a joy for everybody. And then looking at my little spicy middle child, she is a joy to behold, that child, full of spice, so opinionated, you know, working hard to not crush her spirit. But, you know, we all want a child who's also respectful. So it's a thin line and a fine balance. But yeah, looking forward to the challenges of 2024 with my little brood. And again, looking forward to reflecting at the end of 2024 and being as grateful, so deeply grateful as I have been in 2024. Was I saying 2024? Looking at 2025 and being as deeply grateful as I have been for 2024.
What I love most about being a mom is just how loving and forgiving children are. They are just, you know, they just always are looking for hugs and cuddles, and they're very open to that. But what I'm most looking forward to is, as my kids are growing, we spend some time now on holidays, even chatting about what was their favorite parts of holidays. We didn't go away, but they were just interesting enough, my eight-year-old said the time together as a family. And I'm loving that as my children are growing and we're stepping out of the baby phase into having children, small children, that, yeah, it's just the conversations that we can have, the talks that we can have, and just realizing it's actually getting quite fun now. I don't feel like I'm just someone's servant or slave, but that it's actually becoming a relationship that we can have and communication, which I'm so looking forward to doing more of this year.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Hi, Yolandi. Finally getting around to this. So last year was quite a year where I realized how we are so short on time. And before you know it, time has just run out, or someone that is dear to you is gone. So definitely one of my biggest lessons from last year, and something that I will definitely strive to be more conscious of this year, is to take time and just savor the little moments. And even if it takes 10 minutes to play with my little girl in her playroom, or 15 minutes to play at the playground with my son, or go for a walk with my husband and just spend a little bit of time together. Even those small little moments, just make a conscious effort to do it, because before you know, a month has passed by and you wanted to do it and it never happens. But yeah, the one of my favorite things about being a mom is just watching my children grow from year to year, as bittersweet as it can be for them to get bigger. I just love seeing them in the beginning of the year. I always take a photo in the beginning and then the end of the school year, and just so amazing, not only how they've grown physically, but how they mature, the things they learn, and just seeing them become these little people that they are. So yeah, that's absolutely one of my favorite things about being a mom. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this year and just spending more time with kids and my husband one-on-one. And that's definitely one of my goals. Anyway, I hope you're having a lovely evening. Chat soon. Bye.
Hi, Yolandi. Thank you for the opportunity to share my two cents with you at the end of 2024. What a year it has been. You asked me what I've learned during 2024, this year past. And one thing that stands out for me was definitely doing your best is good enough. You know, it's taking part that counts, not the scoreboard. So that was drilled home this year for me. The penny dropped. And I am traveling so much lighter for it. So no, I want to emphasize, you guys, enjoy the journey with your children and don't sweat the small stuff. It's okay if there's crumbs on the countertop. Rather spend the time with your children. So that was my take home after 2024. And my wish going forward for the new year, a happy 2025, all of you, but to enjoy whatever it is. This is my wish for my family, to enjoy whatever it is that they do. Take part. Do not sit on the sideline. Come on, you guys. You've got this. Life is good.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
If you've just joined me, you've missed most of the insights and wonderful experts, like reflection as well as goals of my expert guest from 2024. But don't worry, you can go listen to the show as a podcast afterwards on hivefm.com, because I mean, honestly, they were really insightful, all my guests last year. And we've got so many shows. Again, all of them you can go listen to on hivefm.com afterwards. They are there. My show and all the shows on hivefm are available as podcasts. So for sure you can go listen to them. But it's been so beautiful. And I think kind of a golden thread through all of them was really, you know, I mean, both Lindsay and Lisa were saying that, you know, it's not about Lisa said it nicely, it's taking part, not about the scoreboard. And just showing up, I think, is a big thing. And being present, a very big thread throughout what some of the guests, I hope actually as well, because obviously I asked them to do this. And maybe I'm hoping that I've also created an opportunity for them to also think a little bit and help them a little bit in thinking a little bit about 2024 and what they actually want from. And I hope I've created that opportunity for each one of you as well to think a little bit and reflect not only on 2024, but also some of the things that you want for your family. And if you really think it, I think the chances of you living it is just so much higher. And I mean, it was so beautiful how Alana was saying that we're learning, our kids are learning from us, and as they grow up, and I mean, Megan also mentioned it, that your relationship as they change and get older, it changes your relationship with your children and seeing that change. But then also, I mean, for me, it's also like the amount of times you have to say please and thank you, or teach your children to say please and thank you. And then that one moment where they finally just say it. Oh, one of my favorite moments as a parent, when finally it just happens. You don't have to say, please, thank you. I still have to do it sometimes. I'm being honest. My son is 13. Every now and then I still have to do it. But more often than not now, it is naturally coming to them. And that's a silly example, but there's so many examples like that where you actually can see them. Also, the annoying thing, I mean, that you also notice. I mean, the biggest mistake I've ever made is teaching my children sarcasm. But anyway, that's a lesson I learned, and it's done. There's nothing I can do about it.